What's up, guys? Welcome to In the Grip Podcast. I'm Josh Berry with my buddy AJ Cooper. AJ, what's up, man?
Oh, right now my golf scores are what's up.
They are?
Yeah. It hasn't been pretty here lately. But also, like I was telling you earlier, I haven't played a whole lot of golf, so what do you expect, you know? Yeah. What do you expect? But no, other than that, not much. Tell me what's new with you.
Nothing. Same old stuff, trying to play a little golf, and it's hot out, so extremely hot out, and everything's dead, so I think we know what's coming up.
Yeah, it was 102 degrees today.
Feels like four-man weather.
Yeah, it does feel like four-man weather.
But if you look at the 10 days or whatever, four-man, it doesn't look bad. 84, 86, I think.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice, about 4 inches of rain for about 2 days.
Yeah, it's been as dry as I can remember in a long time around here. It's kind of sad, actually, how dry it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we could use some rain. I was at the golf course today, and it still looks really good for the lack of rain.
How bad's the lake down?
It's down.
Me and Mike were talking about this Saturday. I'm going to say that the lake's going to be down another foot or two, probably before the four-man. So are they going to do something where if you hit your ball in the mud, quote-unquote mud, that's going to be hard, now you can probably play out of it, you know, way up there? I mean, can you just don't ground your club, or will they do something there, or
That's interesting. The first thing I would say is I would not recommend going out there after my ball.
Right.
It's,
and you would assume nobody's probably going to want to play that, but sometimes it's all you got.
Yeah, I mean, when the tournament's on the line, I don't know. We'll have to look. Maybe that week, Thursday or Friday, right before, we'll kind of look it over, and I don't know.
Decisions will have to be made on that.
I wouldn't mind seeing the team walk out there, everybody get all slime, muddy all over them, trying to hit a golf ball to save them.
Yep.
I don't know. That's a good point. That could be something that comes up.
Yep.
Interesting. Oh. Yeah.
I don't know. It's something to think about.
Maybe it's just going to start raining. Maybe it's going to start raining here in a couple hours and just...
That would be nice.
Just rain a lot. But we can hope and pray, right?
Yep. So, well, we got a whole list of stuff we need to talk about. It's been a while since we've been on here. So, first thing we got, Spirit.
Yeah, Spirit happened since the last time we were on here.
Our last pod was with the two captains, Josh Potterfield and Jeremy Moss. And Team Moss kicked the shit out of them. And I think this is two Team Moss boys right here.
Yes, we are. Winning team right here.
Yep.
It was a real beatdown. Like,
bad.
Like, it was so bad. So, just to kind of... So usually it's a 2-day deal, but it was over after the first day.
Well, basically we were going to play a 2-man scramble. We were going to play 18 holes of a 2-man scramble, and would we have to get 1 point or half a point?
Half a point or whatever. So yeah, they just said we forfeit, which
notched that idea, and we went with the D's pick the team.
Yeah, we did. So instead of having 2-man scramble at the beginning of the second day, we decided we're going to have 4-man scramble. But the captains are the guys picking the teams are the D players, not your A players. It's the D guys.
So we picked them at dinner Friday night.
Which was fun.
So fun.
That was a lot of fun.
So fun.
And we went out and played 18 holes of 4-man scramble. And then we played 27 more of another 4-man scramble.
Yes. And I don't know about you, Coop, but that last nine of the whole day, I was dead.
Yeah, I should have been, but actually that last nine is when I played my best golf.
Tell us your scores real quick, because didn't you seven under on the very last nine or something?
Yeah, and I think we had shot on one of the nines. I'm pretty sure we shot like one under. It was, I don't remember exactly, but yeah, we shot seven under on the last nine, and pretty sure we had two eagles in there.
I think we went 5-5-4, and we were like, well, we just lost $1,000.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, which obviously we weren't going to really lose that, but we thought we were going to get really beat down, and we went up there, and Ryan Watson was on your team, and he came to me and asked what we shot, and then he gave me $40 or whatever it was, or $30, I don't remember, and said, here you go. And I'm like, what do you mean? And then he told us what you guys shot, and through the whole deal, I think... with every team coming in, I think we actually only lost $10. So I felt like I won $1 million.
Yeah, we we felt like going into that final nine, we knew, like, hey, we've probably lost everything here.
Yeah.
Like, basically lost the farm. And we kind of showed up when we had to, knowing that we weren't going to win money. It was just a matter of how much money are we going to lose. And
yep.
But it was still fun. Like always, Spirit's a great time. And
we didn't have any problems with 32 guys.
No, we got 32 guys there. It was, I don't think we ever had a pace of play issue or anything.
And weather couldn't, I mean, if I could have that weather every year for yeah. that deal, or for Spirit, the one man, the four man, yeah. I mean, every golf term I play in, I mean, gosh, I think we would all pay a lot of money if we could have that weather for 2 days.
Yeah, and of course the golf course was in great shape, and yeah, it was awesome. Another awesome trip to Spirit.
Yes.
That's why we go. Yep. I mean, sign up way in advance because
they take care of us. Yeah, I think July 1 is when Watson always texts us, and yep. he's like, yeah, we can actually put a stay and play in now. So, yeah. And big shout out to him and Michael again. They run that deal.
Yeah, they did such a great job.
I mean, they started off doing this whenever I first started coming. I think we had 16 or 20 guys, and now they're up to 32. So, you know, Ryan's just taking care of 31 other drunks, and you know, I call him dad. He's the dad of the group.
Because, right. Yeah.
Yeah. But them guys do a great job of that. So big shout out to them on that.
Yeah. We appreciate them so much for doing that. And, yeah, they make it easy on us. We just mm-hmm. got to show up that morning, or even if you go up the day before, but just show up, go play golf, and that's that. It's pretty much taken care of for you.
One thing I missed was going up on Thursday this year. Last year, I got to go up on Thursday, and that going up on Thursday, it's so fun.
Yeah.
I think we left Monroe at 1 or 2 o'clock, and we got up there and yeah, played like all day for, and I think we got 27 holes in or something like that, and we played for like $40. And Gibbs told me that they bumped it up to 50 this year, but that going up on Thursday is just so fun.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to next year. I'm going to do whatever I can to get back into going on Thursday.
I hope I can swing that too. That would be fun. I've never got to go up the day before, and I hear it from you guys every time. You're like, oh, you know, that was so much fun. There's always a story, something happened, yep. you know, and yeah, I just haven't got to do it yet.
Or the stories that are told on Thursday, like
yeah.
Some yeah. stories we were hearing there last year.
Yeah.
But
that's good. I think some of the guys had some fun outside of golf.
Oh, know, yeah.
Casino, stuff like that. And that's good. I mean, that's why we go there. And that's the thing. If you want to do other things other than play golf, you got the nights to do that. And so it's great for everybody. But I see you looking at, is that the individual scores there?
Yeah. So Hunter Baggett won with a 139, Butler with a 141. Okay, and then they had Scrap was in there for a 142, and then looks like there was a two-way tie with Cooper with you and Benson, and I'm lying. I actually just lied to you everything. So tied for second was Butler and Josh Potterfield.
Yeah.
So there was 2 seconds, and then Scrappy, and then you and Benson.
Yeah, so not my best performance up there. Kind of threw the whole thing away on the last couple holes.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Hit one lost ball, OB, whatever you want to call it, left.
On what hole?
On 17.
Okay.
And
went in the hayfield up there.
Yep. And not only lost my match and lost the tournament all at the same time right there.
I don't think it mattered match-wise, did it?
Well, not in the grand scheme of things, yeah. But, you know.
We won our 50 back that I don't know that I've ever, other than, yeah, 1 year. I think I've been going 5 or 6 years. I've now won twice my 50 back. So I always feel like I'm money ahead winning that, you yeah. know?
Yep. But I did have to give the individual trophy up this year.
Bag it.
Yeah, so he's got, it's probably at his office, whatever. I told him to misspell his name on it when I gave it to him. They didn't.
Butter Haggett.
Yeah, should have.
Well, I still got that trophy right there from the captain's deal, and there's Griff needs to be on there, and then, yeah, so it'd just be Griff and Moss. So Griff never actually got a drink out of that cup.
Well, I'm going to drink out of it right now.
Yeah, better clean it out first.
I will.
It's been sitting in the old garage, but...
That's all right. Can't hurt me too bad.
No.
But yeah, fire this thing up right here.
Yep. Get her fired up.
I wish we had video. You guys go, oh my goodness, I just looked inside of it. I am going to clean this.
Done. There's cobwebs and everything else in there. But yeah, no, spirit was good. So I was just trying to think. So I played scrap on the, I'm just going back to what I can remember on spirit. I played scrap on the front, or yeah, on the front 18. And he got me 2-1. I think he shot, let's see what he shot. I can look it up here.
Oh. 2-1, that's probably a good match, though.
It was, man. I just kept, he shot 79, and I shot 87. I just kept making, like, 10-footers on him, saving pars and shit, and yeah. Or bogey. And, but, yeah, no, he should have put me away on 16. He hit one right on 16, and then I hit one down the middle, and then had like 100 yards in and hit it, like, there's a little patch of like tall grass up there to the right of the green.
Yeah.
And I hit in that and just bailed him out. And then he missed like a 4-footer that if he would have made, he didn't realize would have beat me. And then I made like this 10-footer. He missed this 4-footer and was getting ready to lose his mind. And I was like, scrap, you're good, because we just tied this hole. So yeah. Basically, yeah. But no, it was fun. Good match. Yeah, that's, I was just trying to think back on spirit. That's really the only thing I really remember from spirit.
Yeah, it was just a smooth golf trip, you know. Nothing crazy happened. A bunch of guys having fun playing golf.
Yeah.
Would we, like, for the actual 2 days of the trip, I think we played 81 holes.
And yeah,
I know. 81 in 2 days.
Yep.
Yeah, so just a ton of golf.
Mm-hmm.
But then we turned around after spirit. We came back and... Was it the next weekend was the two-man?
Yes, it was that next weekend. That's why I didn't play.
Yeah, it was a lot. But I did play.
How'd you do?
No good. I think we were... I played with Tim Schrag. We were tied second, I think, going into day two. Mm-hmm. And then just laid an egg. Laid a complete egg. And did get to see something cool, though. So we were paired with the leaders. Here, let me see. I got it here. We paired with the leaders and... Jay Mosley and John Moore were winning the thing. No, we were in third place, tied third going into day two. But third hole of the day, Jay makes a hole in one.
Yeah.
And I had to leave right after we got done playing golf and drive to Alabama.
Oh, good Lord.
So I did not get to get my money's worth of drinks alcohol, out of him. Yeah. Yeah. I talked to him later. Yeah, he got off easy on that deal. But, yeah, I... What? So I saw a hole in one.
Just looking at this picture of the flights and the leaderboard and everything, it looks like Williams and Wood just absolutely ran away with a flight.
Yeah, they did. They played incredibly. And
won by 6 shots.
Yeah.
I mean, they shoot 61, 63.
Yeah, that's some really, really good golf. And, you know, people get hot. That's what happens. Nothing you can really do about it. They were in the right flight. There's no joke.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, were.
Pre-flight deal, they just got hot, and I'm pretty sure they just made a ton of putts
yeah.
all weekend.
So I played with these two guys in Norwood's three-man this past weekend. I mean, you know what Brian does. He gets you off the tee, and then this Joe Wood, if you get a wedge in his hand, it's just 10 feet.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much every time.
Yeah.
I don't know that he hardly missed a green at Norwood's with us, and then Brian was telling me that, yeah, his irons and his wedges, he just hits every one on the green.
That's nice.
10, 15 feet. So it's just all about making a putt after that, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty stress-free. So, yeah, I got to play firsthand with them guys, and I can see how they can shoot 61, 63 at Mosswood.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So. Well, like we were saying earlier, I think we had 32 teams in this deal.
Yep.
We're going to have to promote it a little bit better because, I mean, pre-flight a two-man, decent money and the payouts and everything, playing what I think is a great golf course. I mean, we should get more teams there than that. So,
yeah, I agree. I think it's not very big yet. What? How many years is this for us doing it?
Two years?
2 years
doing it as a pre-flighted, I believe.
Yes. Another thing, just real quick on the pre-flighted thing, me and Bagger were talking about this the other day. I think within the next couple of years that, and I might have even said this on the pod, I don't remember, but I just think that everybody's going to go to pre-flighted.
Yes. Yeah.
especially in a two man, it's really easy to do. You know?
One man, two man, even you're seeing it in three man tournaments are able to pre fly them.
Yep. Kirksville, their big three man's now pre flighted.
So it's a thing, and I think it's a good thing.
Yep.
I do too. Everybody knows where they stand immediately once they show up to the golf course.
Yep.
And and if you're sandbagging, saying your handicap's, you know, worse than what it actually is, people are going to find out really quick.
Yes.
So, no, I'm glad to hear that. That makes me happy.
I want them to be pre-flighted, to be honest with you. So.
Me too.
What? All right, that's two main. You got anything else from that?
I don't think so. Now it feels like it was so long ago. I remember Jay hitting the hole in one, and then I remember Tim and I just not being able to make a putt.
So I took my daughter out. She loves riding on the golf cart. So I took her out, and Griff had his boy out there.
Yeah.
So it was just daddy daycare in our group. We were just riding around watching guys play.
Yeah.
Hell, it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
So that's what I remember about two man.
Yeah. No, when he hit his hole in one on three there, there was people watching, like, you know, so we couldn't actually see it go in, but, you know, the guys behind the green there threw their hands up or whatever. And he hit it. I mean, as soon as he hit it, it looked good the whole way. And it, sure enough, it was perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. So congrats to him on that. They played good. I'm pretty sure they tied for first in tournament. And
yes. Yep.
And the leaders, actually, that was the group behind the leaders that turned in all the good scores on Sunday.
Yep.
And but no, it was a good tournament. And sucks that my team didn't play better, but still, good. We'll get them next year, you know?
Yep. Hell yeah.
All right. And then we went on. Next deal we had, I guess the basketball tournament would have been the next one.
Yeah. And
Father's Day.
I know I played in it. Couldn't tell you who my team was. Oh, yeah. But yeah, it is what it is. Did you play?
I did. Me and my dad played with Aaron Benson and Danny Benson.
Okay.
And
y'all win.
No, we tied for first in regulation or whatever, and it was pretty cool. They sent us to a playoff.
Oh.
Sent us to a playoff. There's four teams tied.
That's right. I remember.
Yeah, first hole of the playoff. Let's see. The Mosses and the Adamses.
Yep.
They made a real long putt for birdie. We made a long putt for birdie. Who was the other one? Bross, Mike Bross, Connor Bross, I think they were with Justin Potterfield and maybe Randy Potterfield. And they made a putt for birdie. And then Griff and the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Griff got in with the coaches.
That's
and
right.
They hit it in close and made birdie. And then we played the second hole, and three teams survived that. So we're left with three teams playing hole number three, third hole of the playoff. And Griff hit one in there close, and the rest of us didn't make the putt. And so the coaches won the basketball tournament.
Won the basketball tournament.
Coaches and Griff.
They won their own tournament.
Yeah. And I played with Griff that day or whatever. He just was on fire with the putter, like he tends to do. So. Yeah. And it was fun. Having us go to that playoff was fun. There had to have been 40 people watching.
Yeah.
You know, there was a bunch of people, and which made it good. And I'm sure we raised some good money for the basketball teams. That's the goal of it. And I got to spend Father's Day with my dad out there. Yep. And it was good. And
them playoffs are fun, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we did that in our tournament last year, and everybody loved it. So
yeah.
I think from now on, any chance get to have a playoff. You know, a lot of these tournaments we can't. We just gotta hand them the money and split it up and go. But any chance, you know, some of these tournaments.
If you got daylight and everybody agrees to it, I mean, if you have one guy that says no, then don't do it. But I mean, if you can agree to it. But the thing with ours is we put it on the flyer.
Yeah, you're gonna play
playoffs.
It off.
You play them off.
Yeah, so. We're gonna play it off. So, it's so much fun when you get to do that, and hopefully, I mean. Our tournament will be coming up, and hopefully there'll be some more playoffs on that one, too.
Yep, and we will touch on that.
Yes, we will.
So, next thing we got that we haven't talked about yet is Flute Dog Ryan Watson. He's kind of started the Firecracker Classic.
Yep.
It's always 4th of July weekend.
Yep.
So he had 44 guys. It's a two-man scramble.
kind of like a blind draw deal.
And he you know, got you got the 4th of July, so he does the red, white, and blue. So the front nine, you tee off on the red, then you go back to the white, then you go back to the blues. It's 27-hole deal. And, man, I'm trying to think of the – so I know on the blues you scramble. The whites you play – is it best ball?
Yeah, maybe best ball.
And then what – the no.
One of them's alternate shot maybe?
Reds would be – reds were best ball, and then whites were alternate shot, and then blues were the scramble. And it's a – and so – They just break it up, just random teams, and you go play your front nine, come back, and then they break you up into flights, and then you go back out and you play your other 18. And man, it was fun. It's a fun deal. That's another thank you, Ryan Watson, for getting that together, because that is a ball. Everybody has fun doing that.
It looks like you tied for first in that deal.
Me and Corey Miner shot 34 on the front, and then I tell you where you hold on to your head, alternate shot.
Oh yeah. That's make or break right there.
So we played with Kyle Fulton and David Hayes, and they were paired with us. And so, like, the first hole, we were on number 4. Corey and I bogeyed it, and David and Kyle double bogeyed it. Mm. And, I mean, they just – I think they shot 46 or 47. I told Corey, I said, if we're around 40, 41, we're doing pretty good. We shot 43. But and we hell, that was still a pretty good score, I thought.
Tough.
And then
it's...
talking to everybody, and then yeah, we shot 4 on the back. But that's a fun deal. It's just
A little different format than what we're used to. Yep. And it's just kind of get out of your comfort zone a lot when you're playing alternate shot.
And especially with if you're playing with, you know, like if you're a you or a Mike or whatever, somebody that's good, and then you play with somebody that's not good, and you're hitting some shots from places you don't normally hit them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty fun. But, yeah, that's a great tournament. It's obviously not a really big one. It's not one of Mosswood's big ones, but it's just one we do every year, just kind of made up. And that's a good one. I mean, like I said, 44 guys, 22 teams. That was a good little moneymaker for the golf course. And, shit, it's fun as hell.
Yeah, definitely. Well, all right, so we had Firecracker. Did we talk about the whole rosary deal?
No.
I didn't get to do it this year.
Me and Brian Watson, Brian Williams, and Joe Quinn played. We got second. We got second to Aaron Benson, Danny Benson, Matt Seward, and
Glenn.
Yeah, it might have been Glenn. But yeah, we got second to them guys. We had a 2-shot lead going into the back. We shot 9, they shot 7, and I think we ended up shooting 15 or 16, I can't remember. But yeah, no, I mean, we played good golf. They played good golf. I mean, that team was definitely the favorites. We were actually playing with Joe Thomas, Quinn Thomas.
Yeah.
Two other Thomases, but they're the main two, you know.
Yeah.
And no, they only shot 10, so.
Speaking of Quinn real quick, he just got done competing in the U.S. Junior Amateur.
Yeah.
Or whatever. That's a big deal. Just to qualify for that, it's a huge deal. So that's awesome he got to do that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
So, and I was talking to Joe, and he said they're going to be back up for the 4-man.
Nice.
Him, Joe, and Quinn, and Jerry, and Buck. That's their team. So, championship team.
Yeah, they're very solid.
So, yep, nope, he told me they'll be back up in a couple weeks, so they were looking forward to that.
Well, let's get into 4-man then. I mean, we got that coming up. We got how many days?
What is, let's see.
7, 8, 9, 10. Yep. 10 days we'll be teeing off playing golf in the 4-man.
10 days. And, yeah, excited for that. Same old team for you?
Same old team, yep.
You, Benson, Mike, and
Tim
Trigg.
Yep. Yep, same squad. We'll do it. Just same team. We're just getting a little older. Well. And I don't know. We'll have fun. I think we're almost full, but still need a couple teams. That's kind of, we don't know for sure, but we think almost full. So anybody listening that doesn't have your team in yet, you better make a phone call right now.
We thought, last we talked to Michael, he said that he thought there was 3 openings in that, but he said there was 2 phone calls today. So
there might only be 1.
Yeah, very well could be, and hell, it could be filled up now.
Right.
And no 8-shot rule this year, AJ. They had an 8-shot rule in last year.
Tried it out. It didn't really make people feel comfortable, which is fine. It probably didn't change a whole lot, you know. And
you know, until everything goes to pre-flight, just leave it alone.
Yeah, you know, that tournament is what it is. Yep. We've heard it from the guys that put it together. Mm-hmm. You know, that tournament is what it is, so we'll let it be that.
And yep.
That's the way it should be. And something new this year, though, Friday, if you want to show up Friday, they're having a long drive competition.
Yep.
So anybody that's in the golf tournament can enter the long drive competition. Cost you $20. You'll hit 5 balls, and if one of your 5 or one of the longest ones, you get put in kind of like a bracket.
Yep.
Or whatever. But if you're the winner of the long drive competition, your team's entry fee is paid for the golf tournament.
Yep.
That's $500 deal.
Hell yes.
So it might even be more than that for an entry. I don't even know what the entry is. But, yeah, that's a big deal. So if you got somebody on your team that hits it a long ways, you better show up Friday.
Yeah, don't think I haven't already texted Josh Potterfield.
Yeah. Yeah, he should.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to pump up my guys.
Yep.
You know? I know I'm likely not going to
win
it.
Well, you got two other. I mean, I don't know that Tim's that long, but you got Mike and Aaron.
Mike and Aaron. Yeah, that's our two best options right there.
Yep.
And I, you know, wouldn't hurt my feelings if a lot of these guys that hit a long ways, they're just busy Friday and can't get up and do it. It wouldn't hurt my feelings.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, I'd love to get.
No, I love the idea. I love that you're doing a little something on Friday. You know, I'm sure there will be a game out there Friday like there normally is.
Yeah, I'd say there's some golf going on Friday. So, I don't know. It should be excited. Hopefully the weather stays good and we just have our usual fun at the Foreman.
Yep.
Like we have so many years now.
Yep. About, I don't know, 6 or 8 tenderloins for me. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, 3 a day. Sounds about right. And, yeah.
Bring your cash.
Yep, bring your cash. I'd love to see this Calcutta just ramp up. You know what we should do?
What?
We should get like a group of us together.
And go in?
A little investment group. You know?
I mean, me and Hunter Baggett normally do it every year.
Yeah, maybe we get... Maybe we get 4 or 5 deep and get some deep pockets.
Well, I mean, after you get to think about it, you're like, man, I spent whatever you did. Well, divide it in half because the team's probably going to buy half back.
Yeah, likely going to buy half back. Yeah.
Because there's a bunch of money in the flight. And then, you know, if you go in with somebody, well, you know, it's you're cutting that in half.
Right.
So.
Right. Then, yeah, some people can't afford it now.
Yeah. You know, maybe we do it like a Scraps Masters deal.
Yeah.
You know how they have, you know, you got...
see your little pods over there.
Yeah, you got your little tables talking and everything, you know.
The cartel sitting over there.
Yeah, I think the cartel has probably more money than...
Oh, way more.
Yeah.
Way more. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. Yeah, the Calcutta, I'd like to do my part to make this Calcutta a little bigger. It's something that it hasn't been as good as it should and could be, so, you know, whatever.
Well, yeah. I mean, if your Calcutta's big, then nobody's really bitching about, you know, sandbagging because the teams are probably shooting out and they're trying to get their Calcutta money anyway. So
Right. Everybody
wins. It's a win-win for everybody.
Yep.
So just get the Calcutta big and
shoot them out.
Yep.
Shoot them out. Yeah, we can have 2 winners in some of the flights. But no, I'm looking forward to it. What about you? Tell me about your team.
New team this year. Josh Potterfield, Bronson Schaefer, Matt Paris. So we'll be an A-flight team, I'd assume, and it's all about making putts.
Yeah, you guys got a little group chat going or anything?
Yeah.
Do you?
So Josh Potterfield, it was me, him, and Bronson, and then we didn't really know who the fourth was, and then he threw Matt Paris in this group chat that Josh just started, and he said squad. So
okay.
Yeah, we all started mouthing, and it's going to be fun, and I'm sure the shit talking will be going and the beers will be flowing.
Good. Well, if you guys want to bet, you know.
2 aside, but yeah, we'll take a bet.
A so what
that
aside?
Works good, yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know about that.
Yeah. But, I'm negotiator for our team.
So yeah,
that's what we'll do.
You must not realize how good you guys are.
So, no, I'm sure we'll bet whoever probably wants anything, but you're probably going to have to give us some shots or... However it works.
Well, I'll talk to my guys. I know 2 aside sounds a little ridiculous, but maybe we can work something out.
It's hard to get strokes in a damn 4-man.
It is.
All it takes is one guy to get out with his putter. And
yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, what are you going to do, you know? But, no, looking forward to it. 10 days, 9 days if you're going to do the long drive competition. So get ready. I guess I'm probably going to hit some balls in that long drive competition. They're not going to go as far as everybody else's, but.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I'll even waste my $20 or not, but I thought, hell, you might as well get in. And
yeah, what's the worst?
Go swing hard 5 times.
And what's the worst that happens? You give $20 to the golf course, you know? So, yeah, I'll go hurt myself or whatever. I'm getting old. I could easily hurt myself.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you're old.
Yeah, but. All right, well, let's move on. Let's talk about something a little different. All right, I put a little thing together.
Oh, boy.
All right. I want to talk about men's league for a second.
Okay. Now, before we get started, what did I tell you a month or two ago? Let's just take everybody's handicap and cut it in half.
Yeah, well, we should. I wasn't going to start talking about handicaps, but I easily could. You could get me talking about that for a long time, but...
Go ahead.
All right, so... All right, Mosswood, of course, has a USGA rating, and they rate our holes, handicap them, you know, 1 through 9 or whatever, with hole number 9 being the hardest hole. And then we got hole 9, 5, and then, let's see, I got to actually look them up here to make sure I got them all right here.
2, 9, 5, 2.
Yeah, we go, so 9, 5, 2, 1.
1 is 4.
4.
What?
Yeah, hole number 4 is the 5th handicap hole. Hole number 6 is the 6th handicap hole. Hole number 3 is the 7th. Hole number 7 is the 8th. And hole number 8 is the 9th handicap hole. So according to this, hole number 8 is the easiest hole on the golf course. Hole number 7 is the 2nd easiest. Well, I went through our men's league scores, and I just did over the last 6 weeks.
Okay.
All right.
This will be good.
Figured out everybody's score on all the holes. Figured out what hole is actually the hardest for us on men's league. So, I believe it was like 340 some on rounds of golf that I did. All right, felt like a pretty good sample size. I'm going to ask you, what hole do you think is actually the hardest hole on the golf course?
So, it's either going to be, in my opinion, 5 or 6.
Okay. Well, you're wrong. All right, it's neither of the two.
Okay.
All right, hole number 2.
Okay.
Is the hardest.
The only reason I wasn't going to say 2, it's par 5.
It's par 5. But, yeah, that's funny. So, I'll go ahead and give this away. Hole number 8 is the easiest hole on the golf course.
Okay, so...
So, one of our par 5s is the hardest hole on the golf course.
And one of them's the easiest.
And one of them's the easiest.
So, 2's the easiest.
Yep.
Hold on, let me... Okay, 2's the easiest, and then... Or, 2's the hardest, 8's the easiest, then what do you got?
All right, so, next is hole number 5. So, just so over... Just so over the last 6 weeks, our scoring average as our men's league group for hole number 2 is we're 1.08. We average 1.087 over par on that hole.
So, yeah, average is a 6.
Okay. Basically. On hole number 5, the second most difficult hole for us, our scoring average has been 0.994.
The thing with 5 is if you get off the tee, you can birdie 5 pretty easy. Mm-hmm. It's all about that tee ball.
If you don't get off the tee, you're in trouble.
I would make an argument, AJ, if you take 8 out, that 5 is probably the most birdies.
Could be. I should do that next. I should figure out what holes actually get the most birdies.
Not. I mean, like I said, I'm taking 8 out because obviously it's the easiest one. But
yeah.
Man, there's a lot of times I see a lot of birdies on 5. It's all about your tee ball.
Yeah, there's just a lot of 7s, 8s, and 9s.
Yes, and I'm guilty of them, I promise you.
All right, so hole number 9 now. Hole number 9 is our third most difficult hole, and it is really close to hole number 5. We're .9. We average .937 over par on that one.
Okay.
All right, so we went hole number 2, hole number 5, hole number 9... Hole number 1 is the next hardest. And I've always said hole number 1 isn't actually that hard. It's just our first hole of our round, and we screw up.
And 90% of us get off work, and we go straight out there, and we buy a six-pack of beer, and
we pay screw for up. League.
Yeah, and you don't take a swing until you take your very first swing off the drive.
All right, after hole 1 is then hole number 4. OB left, just a little bit longer, par 4. Makes sense. Then number 6, all right?
What is that?
Number six is the number six handicap hole. We averaged 0.803 over par on that one. Then right after that, hole number seven is the seventh handicap hole. And then hole number three. And then hole number eight. And hole number eight is the easiest hole by a pretty good margin.
So why do you think that two is the hardest hole? I mean,
because when you hit it in the water, you're in the drop zone. And if you hit it through the fairway, you're in the trees.
That
and around the green is difficult, you know. If you're right of the green, that up and down is just hard.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, if you're right of the green, it's almost impossible for me to get one to stay on the damn green.
Yeah, it feels like no part of number two is easy.
No, there's not one shot on there that's easy unless you hit a really good drive. But even with that being said, you can be 150 yards out on two right in the middle of the fairway and you have that big tree on the left. And if that pin is tucked anywhere on the left, from the middle to the left side of the green, it's hard.
It can be hard to get to.
Yeah.
And then you're surrounded by bunkers.
Yeah, and two's green is not easy.
Yeah.
Front left is tough, and back is tough.
Yep. So, I thought it was interesting to see, you know, I got to give everybody a stroke on hole number nine, or whatever, but when we look at how this is actually... Now, also, this is just the last 6 weeks. I haven't done the whole year. Or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did this. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
Every week I put in the scores, I think it's interesting to see what hole's the hardest that week. And yeah, hole number two, hardest hole on the golf course.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't surprise me. I just thought five makes some big numbers up there. But the reason that, you know, like we said, if you just hit a good drive on five, it's very well birdieable too.
Yeah.
It's not that long of a hole.
Yep. And number nine is supposed to be the hardest, but there's two other holes out there that are harder than it.
Yep.
So, just interesting. I imagine all the guys that play Moss would find that interesting.
When you pulled that out, I assumed you were talking about handicaps.
Yeah. No, we could get into handicaps too, but we used to do a segment called the Handicap Police, and I guess what I can do real fast is I can pull up our gross scores for the year, see who really should be on this Handicap Police.
Yeah.
So anybody sees Kyle Hayes out there? He's only played two rounds of men's league, but watch out for that kid.
What's he fired?
He's fired a 40 and a 35.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch out.
I played with him in the one man.
Adam Rung's way up there, but he's had his handicap adjusted a lot this year, so he's probably finally playing where he should be, but he shot under par round earlier this year.
Yep, just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, another young kid, Ethan Limbauer. He's been firing some good numbers. I think he's newer to golf, so he's probably just getting... He's pretty athletic, so he's just getting used to it. Donnie Stelton's been playing good golf all year.
Shot 41 tonight.
41, that's another great score for mm-hmm. him. So, John Browning's been sneaking in there with some scores.
JB.
And I dropped his handicap by two for nine holes, and he's still shooting good scores. So
we're going to have to get the JB bet back going, too.
Yeah.
That was fun doing that.
That was
week.
Fun.
And I think you're up like $100 on me.
Yeah, I think you still owe me dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure do.
And but CJ Hayden has been playing some great golf.
Shot 40 tonight.
40 tonight, yeah. Going down a little. Randy Potterfield's been playing great this year.
Yeah, Randy and... I mean, you can't ever count out Buford,
Joe Keith Thomas,
Harris, anybody in that group. Go ahead.
Joe Thomas, Big Joe.
Mm-hmm.
He moved up to the gold tees, taking full advantage of that. You know, not surprising there.
No.
And let's see here. Rich Seward, he's averaging 43.5 this year.
What's his handicap?
He's an 8. Could easily make him a 7.
Nah, I mean,
Yeah.
He's 0.1 away from being a 7. Technically.
Coach Brock Idris has been playing some good golf this year. Scoring average is 41.83. I mean, that's good golf. So there's a lot of them. Let's sneak down and see who's been playing bad golf this year. Take me just a second here. Oh, here's one. AJ Cooper. My goodness. Played some terrible golf this year.
You have been?
Oh, my goodness. Yep. Real bad. So I won't throw any other names out there. Everybody else is playing about what they should be playing. What you would expect of them. Be interesting to go. Maybe I'll do this at the end of the year. Go look at everybody's scoring average this year compared to last year. See,
that'd be kind of cool.
See who improved a lot. Kind of You know, we should have a little awards dinner or something like that.
You know, it kind of would be cool at the end of the year if we had some kind of award, like, you know, I mean, you could, aside from the tournament they do, you know, like who played the best, who was the big money winner.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to do that. We used to kind of give out those awards, low round for the year, low scoring average, low net average, you know.
You know, one I want to bring back is the lousy putter award, because we have it in there. It's tough to track, but I mean, you and I could, we'll just make up something, and that's why that person won it that year.
Pretty sure right now I'd be real close to the lousy putter.
Yeah, you were telling me that your putter feels terrible, which is weird for me to hear coming from you, because normally your putter's, you know, inside 10 feet, it's down.
But, you know, with three kids at the house now, I just don't practice, so it's good to know that that's what type of golfer I am. I better practice or else I'm not that good. You know?
Yeah, hell, that's with all of us.
Yeah, but, you know, my putter has really let me down this year, even towards the end of last year. So I have my kids to thank for that. So, No, I just need to practice. So,
but nope, it's fun.
It is. Well, you got anything else?
Not on league or nothing. The only other thing I got is, and we'll have plenty of podcasts before, but are in the grip.
All right. This is the main event right here.
It is. Obviously, we got some time before it. We got this four-man that's going to be before it. It's going to be September 3rd, Labor Day weekend on Sunday like it was last year. I think that's what you and I are trying to stick to.
Yeah, let's stick to it.
We've made some flyers, and we're going to send them out in the mail. It's an invite only. I mean, if you're not invited, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you, but guys that played last year that kind of stuck, you know, got in our first time doing this, them guys get invited back. It's pre-flighted. It's a one-man pre-flighted tournament. If you listen to our podcast, you've heard it, I'm sure, but it's one man pre-flighted, so we go five flights. We try to get nine guys per flight, and we, you know, bump the entry fee up a little bit, but that makes for a better payout. We pay the golf course to close it down, but, you know, first place in each flight is still $500, then $275, then $175. You pay $150 to get in. You're battling eight guys in your flight. There's nine guys total each flight, so that's why it's kind of an invite only. I mean, there's not kind of about it. It is. That's why we do the invite only, because we have to stick to that 45 number.
Yeah, we want 45 golfers there. We're doing it one day.
One day, 27 holes.
We're playing 27 holes. We're throwing a Calcutta in there after the front nine.
And Calcutta's 100% payback. Golf course gets none of that.
I'm sure you know better than me. I'm sure we probably already have a waiting list, guys, that want to be in. And so we'll send these invites out, and we'll give them a certain amount of time to respond, and if we don't hear from them, we got to move on down the list.
Yeah, and that's our game plan. You know, we're going to send 45 of them out, but we're obviously going to make extra. And guys, when you get this, I mean, it says on the invite, I'm looking at it right here, but it says, text me your AJ ASAP. We got to know if you're in or not. If you're not in, then we're probably going to shoot you a text and just double check. But if we don't hear you're in, we're going to the next guy.
Yeah, we want the same. We want our number full as quick as we possibly can.
And when I say that we filled up in like 45 minutes last year, I'm telling you that we filled up in 45 minutes. I'm not saying that, being arrogant or anything, but we literally sent this idea out, and within an hour, it was full. Everybody loves a one-man. They love that it's pre-flighted. So, you know, it's pretty easy to fill this thing up. You know, like I said, the entry fee is more than our regular Mosswoods regular one-man. But, I don't know. And by the way, you're going to see on this, guys, too, that it's, we want cash only. We don't want checks. We don't want to get bad checks like Minky or whoever the hell just sent it.
I mean,
not that he would be invited anyway, but it's just so much easier to do with cash.
It's way easier if, just bring us cash. I mean, you guys know how to go to the ATM. Just bring cash.
Yep. So, we just wanted to bring that up. Obviously, I feel like AJ, I don't know about you, but I feel like we're the one who started the playoff.
Yeah, it was so much fun when we did it last year, and you better believe we're going to do it again this year.
Yep.
We tee off early enough that as long as weather is good, we will have time for a playoff.
And, oh my gosh, we had a ton of time last year. Hell,
yeah. Guys played more golf after the playoffs even, so.
Yeah, they did a big four-man scramble and almost got nine in, I think. So, yeah, definitely have time for that.
Be prepared for a fun day of golf.
Yeah, and like we said, we're going to – these are getting sent out. So, four-man week is next week. So that's when we wanted to get them out. That way everybody would kind of let us know at the four-man as well that we're in or not. So, Sunday night they will be in the mail. And that way, four-man week, you guys will be getting it. And let AJ and I know for sure if you're in or not.
Yeah. Let's go have ourselves a day.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I mean, it was a great tournament last year. I thought everybody loved it. Pre-flighted, we didn't have anybody that was out of flight. I mean, we had do you remember his Jason?
Jason Harper.
Harper, yeah. Palmyra superintendent.
Yeah, he played some great golf.
He played great golf, and I don't even know if he would have placed in championship. He was in A.
Yeah, it'd been close. Probably not.
But, he was the only guy who kind of ran away with it a little bit, if you want to say that. But, yeah, he told us, and everybody that played with us said, no, he's in the right flight. He just made every putt.
So. Yeah, that's what you got to do. So, if you're listening and you're playing, just plan on making every putt. That's how you win.
Yep. So, no, that's – I just wanted to touch on that. Like I said, we'll do a pod before that and kind of pump that thing up again. But a lot of these listeners will be getting an invite for that. And if you didn't get an invite, we're not – being a dickhead or something. It's just our guys that ran with us last year get first rights back.
Right. And so if you also, I mean, we have a list. So if you want to be on the list, just text us, let us know. Be like, hey, if something opens up in your else tournament, I'd love to play in it.
And the reason that we invite is because we have to have 9 championship guys. We try to. Now, it doesn't always work out like that.
Yeah, it won't be perfect, but we'll do our best.
9 champ, 9A, you know, 9D, 9C, 9B. I mean, that's how we do it. We don't want 15 A's and 4 champs and 13 D's. You know, we got to – and we'll make it work, whatever. And all our listeners, I mean, they're all good about it, and they know that we do whatever we can to try to make it as legit as we can, so – but, yeah, if you're not in the flight you think you should be in, then sorry. But we had nobody bitch last year. And
just make every putt.
So, yeah. Go make putts, boys.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
You and I, we were talking earlier, we were 0-2 in our own tournament last year.
Yeah, no money made right here. Yeah,
we suck.
Yeah.
So you probably want to be in AJ or my flight.
Yeah, you probably do. Yeah, we'll be so busy trying to run the thing that we'll forget to play good golf. Yeah. So that's the way it works.
So, no, yeah, we'll have another conversation about this, but I just wanted to bring it up. So, 4-man week, Coop.
It's happening.
I'm ready.
Me too. Let's win our flights.
Let's win our flights.
And then let's have a podcast where we talk about it.
Yep, I'm game.
All right, man.
So, Coop, we'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right.
See you guys.
See ya.